Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
To the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Hey, man, uno, uno, uno. That's a Tyreek. Hey, man, uno.
Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Jalen Phillips. He ends the game with a sack yesterday. And
he had two then. I saw one earlier. Was that the only one I saw?
He had a tackle for loss. He was in the kitchen all the time.
How many plays did he play?
I actually have that. I think he played like 60% of the plays.
I don't see a lot of chop.
No, I don't think chop.
I told you why, especially when you saw him running the ball a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no chance. No chance.
I apologize. He played 34 plays. 34 plays. 53 were the total plays that were on defense yesterday.
Oh, they only had 53 plays.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, 30, yeah, that's about
64%.
Yeah, that's a...
Jalen Ramsey, who was also on a snap count yesterday, he played 41. Had a tough first half, but he did have some big plays in the second. Oh, the whole defense really turned around in the second half. They did a great job. But Chop Robinson played 16 plays, Frog Boy.
Yeah. 16 plays.
I'm curious to see when he was in the game, how many of those plays did they actually run the ball well? No. You know what I mean?
No, no.
Like that, you're not going to ever have those numbers right offhand. And I was rewatching it, but then somebody hit me with a tranquilizer gun on the plane.
Ah, fair.
I was like, "Doop!"
He's out, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, next time I open my eyes, we're on our final descent into Miami, where the temperature is. I'm like, wow.
Damn. But we have to go to the locker room. Our boy Vlad, boots on the ground. He went right to Jalen Phillips and asked him the question we all needed to know. Because Jalen Phillips beat science, Leroy. I don't know what to tell you. He beat science.
100%.
He beat science. Just say he beat science. You said it on Twitter. Just say he beat science.
Come on.
You said it on Twitter.
I'm not saying that. That's not like.
That's an acknowledgement.
He played what? Like.
He beat science.
Okay.
He's a science beater.
Okay.
Come on.
No.
Science beater.
Like, it's not. You're healthy when you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The time frame that the doctors gave him was the time frame he fit in.
Mm.
So how is that being science?
Here is Jalen Phillips.
How does it feel, Jalen?
I feel great. I feel amazing. Let's go.
So you'll be full go for Thursday as well?
Let's go.
Some people say you beat science. Beat your recovery.
I'm not worried about science, man. It's all God, man. And it's all hard work, dedication, man.
There you go.
I bleed for this game. And, I'm just so grateful.
Wow. He said no. What did he say?
He said, I'm not worried about science.
Worried about science.
It's about God. Because you want to know who beats science? God.
God. Wow. God. Look at that, Leroy. Look at that.
God.
So you'll be full go for Thursday as well?
Let's go.
Some people say you beat science. Beat your recovery. Come on,
man. I'm not worried about science, man. It's all God, man. And it's all hard work, dedication, man. I believe for this game. And, I'm just grateful to be healthy right now.
Vlad. Hey.
I'm not worried.
Vlad.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
That's a point.
Let's give it up for Vlad.
That's a point right there, dude.
Point for Vlad.
You know what's funny about this? The only people that will get that or understand, like everybody looking at Vlad as a serious journalist, and we're all like, showbiz!
We did it.
Showbiz!
Wait,
that's something you would never do.
I have done that before. Huh? I've done that before.
Yeah. Now you just ruin franchises.
Ask a question that only we get.
That's right. And every time I ask questions, you guys yell at me because you accuse me of breaking up the heat.
Oh, no. Hell,
you
no, because this is why.
You ruin the heat. That's every time I go there.
You go in there like a home wrecker, but then you go into a sweet, sultry voice. Hey,
I don't sound like that.
Yes, you do.
I don't sound like
that. Pat, how much do you hate Jimmy Butler?
Why won't you extend him?
Oh, man.
Wow. Beating science.
Beat
huh?
science.
He's beating science.
Look at
science.
That, Roy. Justin Fields, 17 for 23.
Don't deflect.
I'm not deflecting. I'm not deflecting. I just saw it up here.
Beat science.
Don't deflect.
I'm not deflecting.
Just doesn't seem. I love how Vlad threw some people into the question.
Some people.
We have a guy. He said you beat science.
Yeah. Brendan Tobin says you beat science.
Oh, it was awesome. Either way. And now. Statement game on Thursday.
Statement game.
Statement
already,
game, dude.
We're already back at it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Goodness. Statement game on Thursday.
Boots on the ground?
What?
Sorry. I'll be there.
No, cheeks on the couch.
Cheeks on... Best way to watch it, dude.
Cheeks
best
on the couch,
way
dude.
To watch it.
I'm not going... So, you're going to be boots on the ground at the tailgate again?
Totally, because...
Wait.
It won't be scorching.
The tailgate... How do they do tailgate on Thursday?
People take the day off.
6 p.m. open.
They only open up 2 hours before?
Maybe five. Let's find out.
I honestly have no idea.
Because I'm tell you, like, I was up on Sunday I left to go to Michigan at 7. So I got there about 9:30.
5 p.m., yes.
And it takes... You know, to get parking or whatever, you know, and it's like, ooh, it goes $35. I said, oh, I can get a little closer. $35. Oh, I can get a little closer. $50. Oh, this, I can get a little bit. $80. Damn, too late. I ain't driving around this corner no more. But there was four or five course meals out there mm-hmm. when I got there at 10:15.
Stunned Steve says, so it was demoted from a statement game from a must-win game? No, I never called it a must-win
game. You never called it a must-win game.
Statement.
But Stunned Steve, a statement game almost seems like a don't-lose game. Almost seems like a...
They're not, though. No, they're
different.
Not, though.
Different.
Okay.
No, different.
Okay.
Don't lose this for bad.
Hold on.
Why are you threatening me with a push ball?
Because I'm going to hit you right in the snaz.
Whoa!
It better be a definitive difference.
Okay.
For sure.
No, look, I already tell by your grin that you're going to pull some.
Wow.
Hey, go. Okay. Explain. I'm going to be clear. Explain the difference mm-hmm. between a statement game and a must-win game.
And a don't-lose?
And a must-win, don't-lose. Same thing.
No, they're not the same.
No, that's not the same.
So there's incorrect. Three different.
Oh, no, there's much more.
Incorrect.
Yeah, much more. Dude.
Incorrect.
I need something else to throw because I know two of these you're going to get hit. Go. Okay. So what do we explain first?
Don't lose.
Don't lose. Okay. Right.
There's two don't loses. You either have you are an overwhelming favorite. You almost refer to this as the pride game on the other side of the team that's going to lose, but it's a game you should most definitely win.
So don't lose is a TCB.
No.
Oh, no. Different.
This guy.
Yeah.
What's going on? If you're a big favorite.
Yeah.
And it's a don't lose. Yeah. Isn't that TCB? Because you're a big favorite.
Mm-mm.
Well,
no.
When you win.
No, that's not a TCB.
There's two don't loses, okay, and two don't lose situations. One is a heavy favorite, all right?
Yeah.
Let's say the Dolphins taking on the Carolina Panthers,
whew.
Right?
Yeah.
That is, don't lose to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
But also, if you talk a lot of bleep
ooh.
Going into a game
ooh.
And you're feeling yourself very froggy.
Yeah.
That's also.
Oh, so that means you
don't lose.
Yeah, we don't want to come in and get that receipt.
Yeah, exactly. Right, don't lose.
So, okay, but that's what's TCB?
TCB is, you know, not a bad team, not a good team.
Yeah.
But you should win.
You should win. TCB.
But take that's care of don't lose too.
No. No.
No. Don't lose is a bad team. No. Can't lose.
Don't lose is an embarrassment.
So TCB isn't you supposed to win, so take
no,
care of business.
Didn't take care of your business. You didn't take care of your business. It's way different. Way different.
Yeah.
I think it speaks for itself.
Hey.
Yep.
I'm looking at the comments. Mm-hmm. I can't be the only one that think that's the same damn thing.
No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Now a must win is exactly what it is.
Yeah, back against the wall.
Back against the wall. Must win. Yeah. You have to win this game.
That can be against any kind of team. It's more of your situation.
Yeah, any kind of team it could be, but it's situational.
Yeah, must win, must like win. For the playoffs,
yeah,
that's a must the win. Division. Yeah.
Statement game.
Statement.
Ooh. This is going to set us up and send a message to what the season is going to be or what we are as a team.
Yeah.
That's a statement game.
That's right.
You know, you may not even win a statement game, okay? It could come down to the wire.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But you know. You know.
We're here.
Yeah.
Statement game.
That's right.
Mm. Way different than a must win, mm-hmm. a TCB, or a don't lose.
Yeah.
Way different.
Yep.
But this Thursday, make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
Statement game. With a capital S.
Ooh. Extra stakes on the line.
Yep.
That one.
So.
A statement game.
So, Dane South said.
Hey, that's good.
TCB is don't play with your food. Schmeathan said TCB is Canes versus Ball State. So, what was last week?
FAMU?
Yeah.
FAMU's TCB. Because it's not a don't lose. I mean, they're getting a check.
Yeah. Don't lose would be if they were playing Florida State.
Yes.
And they were big favorites.
Yeah. Exactly. I would say that's a great. See, you're onto it,
look
dude.
At that. Was
Florida don't lose or a TCB?
Statement game. Florida was TCB.
Statement game?
No. Florida was a statement game.
You use three. You do three.
No. Florida was an absolute statement game by the Canes, which is exactly what it was. Hey. Yep.
Made a statement.
We're here.
Yep.
We're here. Okay. Now you got some TCBs.
Yep. Hey, Timbo Slice, I don't need your coach em up toes. But I mean, you know what?
I'll give you the next TCB.
I'm gonna say this, y'all. I'm gonna go with Smeathan, Dolphin Kane, Dade South, Timbo, Louise. Oh, y'all don't know what the hell the difference is anyway. No. You just trying to chime in.
Here's the next. I'll give you up to the Dolphins bye week. All right, their next four games.
Florida wasn't a statement game since they weren't even ranked.
No, ridiculous. Still rivalry game. He doesn't know. Yeah, true, exclude him. True, D-Sizzle, minus one.
SEC also, you know, you got to make a statement.
Buffalo.
Here right. We go. Got a
minus one.
Got a Hydro champ.
Got a Hydro champ.
Buffalo, Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Statement game.
Easy.
All right.
For sure.
At Seattle, that's TCB.
TCB.
Because you want to know why?
Why?
It's a business trip. Mm. So you got to take care of business on the trip.
That's right.
That's hard. Like,
not good, not bad.
Can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
From my own experience,
mm-hmm.
That trip to Seattle and those conditions
mm-hmm.
make it more difficult than a Buffalo game.
Interesting.
Mm. So, it to me,
mm-hmm. is it just a business trip?
To me, that would be more of a statement or more of a TCB simply because taking care of business trip.
Mm.
No?
Wait, yeah, that's what I just said. I just said it was a TCB. Okay.
TCB, yeah.
Okay, so you agree with me. All right, statement game.
No! Stop saying that!
TCB. And then we come to Monday Night Football against the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. Oh, hey, hold on. That was different.
Don't lose. Don't lose to the Tennessee Titans again.
Don't lose
on Monday Night Football. We're going to be having our noses rubbed in it like some puppies who peed on a carpet.
Yeah.
Do not lose Monday Night Football against the Tennessee Titans.
Rolled up newspaper. Yep. Right across the nose.
What? Got to get water when you're in Miami.
Oh, my goodness. Now Peter's going to call because you beating up dogs with newspapers. They already don't like Tobin.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, you rascals. Hey, you guys can join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Autumn Hall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and some sports talk with the WQM on-air staff. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Autumn Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to www.themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Miami Dolphins, of course, 1-0. What else stood out to you yesterday, Leroy, from the football world? Anything else while you were, or was it all just, my God, this offensive line and then Deshaun Watson stink?
Lot of bad quarterback play.
Yeah.
Average quarterback play.
Rookies did not impress.
Caleb was terrible.
Yep. Got that old special teams defensive lift, though.
Yeah, Jane Daniels was.
Bo Nix. Mm.
Did Denver win or lose?
Denver
they won.
He was not good though.
Okay, but that's like again.
I don't think they did win.
Denver lost. Yes, okay. To Seattle.
They covered.
Okay, that's all that matters.
No, I don't know. I was just like.
Bo Nix, 26 of 42 for 138 yards, 2 picks.
Listen. Let me tell you what's happening in the league right now. Because everybody sees what San Francisco's doing and what Miami's doing. Getting rid of the ball quick and being efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they think, oh, we can do that. And good for guys like Tua and Brock Purdy. Because now people are going to really appreciate what they do. By throwing for the amount of yards they throw. Because when you try the same offense, you go 24 for 35 for 112 yards. You see what I mean? So it just makes you appreciate Tua even more that he can do some of the same stuff except throw for big yards.
Did anybody have a worse day than Daniel Jones, though?
He threw another damn pick six.
Yeah. Right to Van Ginks.
At this rate, he gonna give up more touchdowns than I score.
It's a bad look when you get outshined by Sam Darnold on the same football field.
Yeah, not good, dude.
That's
not
tough.
Good.
Sam, wait.
Sam Darnold is the Vikings quarterback.
No, I know. I know. I saw that. I was like, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams did not have a great day.
He did not.
Yeah, but they won. And so we're going to, like, you see what I mean? And this is the thing. This 20, is the thing.
22 of 42 for 186 yards, two picks, and a pick six for Danny Dimes.
This is the thing that bothers me. So we're going to take the Caleb situation, and we're going to say, oh, but they're winning. He made, he did what he had to do. They're winning, right?
I don't think he did, though.
But it catches up to you.
Yeah.
Meaning that at some point, you're going to need that 22 for whatever sure. to be 300, and it's never going to be that.
I actually thought the expectations were really, really high on him because everybody was like, oh, the Bears are going to make the playoffs for sure. They may, but I think everybody kind of thought he was going to CJ Stroud it from the get-go.
Well, no, here's the deal, and people need to understand this. The Bears were a 7-win team last year.
Mm-hmm.
They were not the worst team in the league, but had the first pick.
Yeah, because of the Panthers.
So from that standpoint, they're farther along than a lot of these teams that had the first pick in the draft. So you got to be careful when you say, oh, he's going to have – no, they're a lot better
than
people
think. Yeah, but they loaded them up with weapons too.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm
saying. It's not only that they had, like, you know, the pieces on defense. Like, they added talent.
They had two top five picks, didn't they?
Yeah, they had him, and then they got Roma Dunze, and then they got Keenan Allen.
Right.
They had who's dude who signed? DJ Moore.
Right.
So they had options.
Right. But okay, that's going to get better, but he can learn on the fly because that team is a lot better than the team that normally has the first pick in the draft. Like, for example, Carolina.
Oh, boy.
Like, this is amazing. And I'm going to say this, and I mean no harm when I say this. I can't even remember what Bryce Young looks like.
Well, it's because he's the tiny one.
But he was the first pick in the draft.
I know.
And they were so bad.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's just in obscurity.
I'm looking around the league because I've clicked on like 7 box scores. Were there more 2 interception games yesterday than 2 touchdown games?
Man, there was a lot of bad quarterback play yesterday.
It was terrible.
It really was.
It was terrible.
Bad.
But if you won... Then
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They're going to, we got to win. That's all that matters, right? Yeah. Is it?
Tell you who was Wolf yesterday.
No. Who? I watched Wolf all weekend. What are you talking about?
Mr. Check Down Charlie himself, Joe Burro.
Told you about that, too. Everybody, why are we here?
2-1 filthy.
Here, now. Let me ask you this, okay? Part of the problem that I have with Cincinnati and the Jets are this. Without a quarterback, they looked horrible, okay? And now you're just going to implant the quarterback and say they're going to be so much better. What did you do for the rest of your team that was garbage?
Well, how many did Cincinnati win last year? What was their win total? Because the Jets did win 7 games somehow.
Cincinnati wasn't much better. Or if
9-8.
They were 9-8.
The Cincinnati was 9-8 last year?
Yes.
That's impressive.
That's impressive. Yeah.
But I tell you, this Joe Burrow with his broken ass wrist.
My argument about all this is not about the players, but about how much we expect just to get one guy back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm fighting against. Not necessarily who's doing it, but the fact that we're going to say, oh, he went to Super Bowl 2 years ago. When he comes back, we're going to be Super Bowl contenders. No, it doesn't work like that.
Timbo says Anthony Richardson throwing balls out of the stadium.
Oh, my.
That was a sick ass throw.
See, on his back foot?
That was a good throw.
Fading away, threw a ball 69 yards in the air.
That was a good game yesterday.
One of my picks. Remember, I told you, the Jags and the Colts, sleepers this year.
The Jags?
Jags because of ETN, going to be healthy, have a good year. Anthony Richardson.
Well, he coughed it up.
He did. That was a better play from Javon Holland than it was a bad play from him.
Oh, so now you want to give.
I'm sure that makes him feel better.
Wait. Yeah. So now you want to give the defense credit.
No, Javon Holland is, Snowman, my favorite player.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now you want to give the other team. Usually if that happens to your team, you're only complaining about the fumble. You ain't saying that was a great play by the defense.
You know how there's a difference between TCBs and Dolu? Okay, there's a difference, and I'm going to tell you what the difference is. If you're running to the goal line and in celebration you drop the ball before, that's on us. We did that. We did that to ourselves. Javon Holland flies through the air and magically punches the ball. That's a good play on the defense. That's good.
You know that happens a lot, though.
Yeah. It's a style of playing a defense. You either go for the big hit or you try to punch the ball out.
Smitha said Bryce Young is an inch taller than Celtics' Isaiah Thomas.
The only thing I can remember Bryce wrong. Young is
he's
him. Really,
he's so tiny.
Dressed up with that book bag for.
He looked like a middle schooler.
That's the only thing I can remember from him.
I feel bad about it.
Yeah. Like, when was the last time you had a first-round pick and you forgot what he looks like in year, what,
three? I didn't
three?
Forget what he looks like.
Three?
You forgot what he looks like.
Looks like Trae Young. He's football Trae Young, except he just scores no points.
Is he shorter? I think he's shorter than Trae Young, though, right?
Probably is shorter than Trae Young.
Crazy.
Trae Young could probably dunk on him. He's so tiny.
We'll take a break. Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums. Next.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Now, listen to me right now, okay? Do not pull a Mike McDaniel on us, all right, and give a game ball to an entire team.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Oh, but I tell you what.
That is a Mike McDaniel special.
We are done with that.
Everybody gets a game ball. Give out specific game balls.
Can we listen to that?
Can we listen to Calais Campbell on FS1?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I can get it later, but okay, I can't go to it live.
Okay, gotcha. So I have two game bumps.
Okay.
And coincidentally, they play the same damn position. Hmm. And I have never, in consecutive days, saw this level of quarterbacking from two people. Now, Warren, I give a break because it's college, right? But he did do NIL and come for the Bucks, so he's not excluded from this.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrible.
Terrible.
Ugh. He was terrible. Bam! Now, I'm going to go to Mr. 230, who can't even throw for 230, Bam! Which is amazing. I don't know what's happened to him. I don't know what's happened to Deshaun Watson.
Mm.
But
mm.
I have never seen a guy as big and strapping as he is throw more short passes.
Yep.
I would like to get in his head and just kind of try to understand what his thought process is.
I think it's cooked, dude. I think it's over. It's been too long.
I don't want to say that. I really don't.
Do you know how crazy it is that you, and I know I guess you could just say one's physical, one's mental, but like, you know how crazy it is that you have doubt that Aaron Rodgers could be Aaron Rodgers and he hasn't been good in 3 years and you think Deshaun Watson's going to find something that hasn't
been
here
for four years? Let me tell you why. Because I don't need Deshaun Watson to be what the Jets need Aaron Rodgers to be. I just need him to be damn competent. And he wasn't even there.
Yeah, but he hasn't been. You keep looking for excuses. Cause
I'm not looking for an excuse.
No, I know you don't, but like that's the only thing you have. Because when you pay a guy that much money and you're stuck like Chuck, you have no
right
outs. And he stinks, dude. But right. I tell you one thing.
Hmm?
Not as bad as that Tom Brady stunk on that broadcast.
Whoa! Was he bad?
Oh, he was bad.
Let me get done.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Timu.
So who gets the game balls?
The game ball?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Mike McDaniel.
Ooh,
okay. Because,
all right.
And I'm going to say it this way. As pissed off as I was about him trying to run outside those two rushers, after I said what was going to happen during the week and being in second and 13, right? I told you guys what was going to happen. That's what happens when you have two guys who get up the field. They don't care about stopping the run. The only way they can stop the run is if you run it outside and they end up in the way.
You say I don't listen to you, but I get so excited anytime it's second and 7.
Yeah. And look how much – and here's what I want you to notice. Look how much different an offense looks when it's second and 7.
Yeah.
Right? More creative. You're right on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Second and 13.
Oof.
Now we're 5 wides trying to – like, yeah.
Hey, I know that you, before you, is that your only game ball?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when I watched the game and they went in the half, I knew they had to play better. But there was a couple of things that I wanted to see on offense. And I'll be damned if I didn't see a change in philosophy in the second half. So I was impressed with that. I'm glad that, like, he saw it too. Not saying that I know more than him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that I'm very simple with how to go about it, right? I just pointed out because I'm explaining it to you, a simpleton. He can be more detailed about what they need to do.
Can I give, if I can infiltrate here, to give a salute and a game ball?
Sure.
To Northern Illinois.
Woo! Yes!
Number 5 Notre Dame goes down yesterday, this week at home.
That's right. It further justifies the feelings that everybody in the world has had for the last 30 years is that stop trying to put Notre Dame in the top 10 every year because they're not that good.
But you know who is in that top 10? Miami Hurricane, yeah. baby. Although Cam Ward, dude.
Too loosey goosey?
No, it's not. It's just, I don't need him to do the Superman jump against FAMU.
Oh, right?
Like,
wow.
You know how he was like, you remember against Super the Gators, he was like, I'm not even giving you guys the extra yards. I could go for 15 more yards and you guys could hit me.
For sure.
I'll just slide out. But that touchdown that he had on the run, where he done, amazing. Yeah, amazing. But
for sure,
too much. Too much against FAMU.
Well,
dial up. Save those bullets.
Here's what I would say. When your confidence growing, you do what you do. Right? Sometimes you don't know where it come from. You're like, I'm feeling it right now. I'm going to do it.
Ugh.
He's just so mellow.
He is.
Right?
Something, dude.
I didn't get to see any of the game, but...
I didn't watch the end of the game, but Dolphin Gaines and Mario still not kneeling with 9 seconds left.
Still, dude.
Well, here, let me say this in fairness to Mario. In those situations, right, not when the game is close, when it's a blowout, you don't take a knee because a lot of your young guys are getting some playing opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay? But that wasn't the case with Georgia Tech. It's a different situation.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, so when you say still not taking a knee, no, it's different situations.
Tom Brady was really, really boring and not good. Right. Really boring and not good. And you want to know something? That was the perfect game for him to kind of show my Tom Brady chops, because it was not a good football game. Yeah. It was a blowout in the second half. So I'm looking, hey, dazzle me, Tom Brady. And he had nothing. He had nothing. And by the way, Scott Hansen of Red Zone fame,
ooh,
he called him out on it because they were lining up for, like, you know, the Cowboys have that super kicker who can hit like 70 yarders. And I think he was trying.
Oh, they lined up for 71 yarder.
Yeah. And he's like, and so Scott Hansen correctly said, come on, Tom, you got to be, Tom can't hear him. He's just going from broadcast to broadcast. He goes, come on, Tom, you got to be more excited than that.
Well, 71 yarders.
You know, because the Red Zone guys are excited. They love it.
No, well, that guy's an animal.
Here, can I just tell you that one of the things that Tom Brady is going to have a problem with, he's never really been that exciting of a football player. Like,
right.
He's just business as usual. So he needs to, like, and they'll tell him and they'll help him with that, but he's just not that.
I don't even think he wants to do it. Like, it felt like he didn't even want to do it, and it's like, I get it. I don't know what it would be like. I can't know what it's like to have somebody offer me $350 million.
Right.
But if I really don't want to do the job, like, I really, like, it just felt soulless. Like,
some
he's like,
jobs you say yes to, and you figure it out as you go because it's 350 million. Right?
Scott Hansen tweeted, this was unfair and inconsiderate by me.
Saying
it tongue in cheek, but I didn't calculate it how it may come across. At Tom Brady, I apologize. I promise I am rooting for you on this new venture.
Oh, come on.
But, and I will also say this, just like I say with everybody else, that was his first time doing it.
Okay, here's my but counter
look,
to that.
But let's look at it this way. Certain people can walk right into that job. Like, I think Peyton Manning could walk right into it because he's been a clown on screen before now. Tom Brady has been old curmudgeon little Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. Bill's got a lot more personality than Tom Brady.
He does.
Right now, right?
He does.
But I told you this.
He does.
I
don't think it's that hard to show if a guy's going to be good at it or
I
not.
Told you this beforehand, that Bill Belichick had personality.
But I don't think, like, I felt like I was listening to Tom Brady think about avocado toast. That's how it felt listening to him.
That's what his broadcast was?
Yeah.
Avocado toast.
That's what it was. And he was left hanging by Mike Pereira, which was tremendous.
But I just, he'll get there because, listen, the one thing that you know in the locker room, Dale, like, he can be a smart ass at times, right? You've heard him with his snarky remarks at times. And some more of that has to come.
I give it 3 weeks before they go three-man booth with Gronk.
Oh.
That's what they're going to do.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
Because he's too bland, and what they're going to do is bring in the circus bear.
Yeah.
69 yards, Tom. Thanks, Gronk.
So that means he's still going to be getting Gronk paid?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Gronk works for Fox. It's not that hard a transition.
Right.
And at this point, I mean,
Gronk. And I don't like Gronk in the studio.
I'm telling you, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be Tom and Gronk. I'm telling you.
Wow.
He needs an anchor. He needs a life preserver. He does.
True.
Not after 3 weeks.
Tom. Look who
I mean, because remember, even Romo had to have a talking to because he was.
No, but here's the thing with Romo. Romo was a sensation out of the gate. Became a fat cat.
Yeah.
It was the opposite. Romo, yeah. Everybody's like, whoa, this guy's predicted plays.
Romo was out there like Fat Elvis last year, 2 years ago.
Romo has gotten very lazy. But Romo out of the gate was, everybody was like, this guy's incredible. He's predicting the plays. Ooh, yeah. Jim, we love him. Tom Brady yesterday.
And they look at it like, if Romo could do it, Brady can do it better because he's Tom
Brady. Right. And
no.
So I'm telling you, sometimes guys just don't have it. I don't know. Like, there's been people I thought, like, we're going to be great broadcasters, and they weren't. And I'm just like, and you just don't have it. Look, I can barely say transition. I'm not here to be the arbiter on orating, but like, I'm telling you right now, that's a word.
Hey.
But I'm telling you right now, some guys you just got it, and some guys don't. And I'm just telling you, this guy, he don't got it.
But
greatest quarterback ever.
I would say with everybody, like Greg Olsen is great at it. He wasn't great at it right away. I mean, he had the personality, but I'm just saying, like, he's much better than he was when he started, even though he was pretty good when he started.
Yes, but here's the thing, and this is the unfortunate thing. When you get thrown this incredible bag to do this, you had a year off and was supposedly training. Like, yeah, expect something.
Are we giving him a pass? Brady had to watch Deshaun Watson for 4 hours. I ain't mad at you.
Oh, man.
You know, and you know what sucks about that game yesterday?
Jay Figs even agrees. She says he was robotic, monotone.
Right.
Yeah.
He's always been that way, though.
All right. Dazzle us with something. Give us your Brady-ness.
Break something down for us, right?
He had like one speech where he goes, I like that the quarterback got ripped by the coach because accountability is important. I'm like, ugh, great. Thanks, dude.
So now you want everybody to be Bill Belichick. Yeah,
exactly. Now you're cool with it.
Right.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, though, the best players, do I like them on? Like, for example, would I have liked Kobe Bryant doing like some sort of.
Yeah, but Kobe Bryant got personality. Kobe Bryant would put it out there. Kobe Bryant would be closer to.
Some do stink, though. Magic Johnson's not a very good broadcaster.
No. Yeah.
Magic Johnson's not
Michael
a very good.
Michael Jordan, I don't feel like he's a good broadcaster.
Shaq wasn't.
Yeah.
But then they found, like, the perfect pairing, you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't do games. He did studio.
Yeah.
That's also a different thing, you know?
Because studio, you don't have to talk about the sport for half the time.
The best broadcasters can make the uninteresting. That's why Tommy Hutton's the GOAT. Tommy Hutton had to watch decades of Marlins baseball.
I would say baseball guys are different. A lot of downtime.
Yeah. But right? But that's when I need you to be your strongest.
Like,
and that's
basketball, you very rarely, you know, there's not a lot of downtime.
There's not. No, basketball, you need that chemistry, you know? That's what makes, like, Tony, that's what made Tony and Eric great. That's what makes Tony, Eric and John great. Amy and Jax, like, boom, 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 they play off each other real quick.
Right.
This, like, you know, his play-by-play guy? It's Burkhart. It's Burkhart. He's like, oh. Burkhart must have had a sore back after the game, piggybacking Tom Brady the entire time.
Oh, carrying the team?
Jesus, dude.
Wow.
That's right. Harlan called the cat running onto the field.
I mean, come on now.
He's the best.
Come on now.
He should be a bigger deal.
Yeah.
He should be a bigger deal.
He does.
How he's not the number one everything, yep. I don't know. Right. He's the best.
And he has the voice for it. Like, you know that voice right away.
I mean, I guess he does because he's doing, like, he's Westwood One's number one voice. But, like, he should be Joe Buck. Yeah, Westwood, they do the radio.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
But, like, I'm saying, he should be Joe Buck. He should be Mike
Breen.
Doesn't
he do it with Peyton Manning?
Who?
No, he does it with.
Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner.
Who? I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be even more unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Warner has more personality than Tom Brady did.
I know. What?
Let's say that together now.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Warner had more personality on radio than Tom Brady had on TV.
Did Tom? Did Kurt Warner? Did anybody go see that movie? The Kurt Warner story?
No.
About him back in groceries.
All right,
we saw it because they told us about it every single day. How many times did you hear Kurt Warner was a bag boy?
All the time.
All the time.
Literally all the
time. The only thing I've heard more is that Tannehill was a wide receiver.
And the only other thing that we remember from the whole Kurt Warner story is Dick Vermeil crying.
All right, take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
And he found other ways to contribute, even if it was getting into transition. Excuse me. Easy for me to say. Get out there and get some.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.